The potential benefit of SGLT2 inhibitors for patients with heart failure was first discovered in the EMPA-REG outcome trial. This trial was the first cardiovascular outcomes trial, or CVOT, published for an SGLT2 inhibitor. EMPA-REG outcome evaluated the cardiovascular safety of empagliflozin in patients with type 2 diabetes and established cardiovascular risk factors. Hi there, my name is Dr. Tom Anderson, and I'm a pathologist. Patty's chart tells me breast cancer is suspected, and a biopsy was collected from the suspicious area. The NCCN guidelines recommended all patients with breast cancer, regardless of stage or recurrence, undergo pathologic testing for specific markers, such as human epidermal growth factor receptor 2, or HER2, estrogen receptor, and progesterone receptor. The pathology analysis of the tissue obtained during the EBUS showed classic histological characteristics of SCLC, such as high mitotic count, a high nuclear to cytoplasmic ratio, and few to no nucleoli. Furthermore, the immunohistochemistry results showed that Stanley's tumors were positive for cytokeratin proteins, thyroid transcription factor 1, TTF1, and CD56. Diabetic ketoacidosis is a complex metabolic state that can occur in some patients with diabetes when they are in a state of insulin deficiency. As shown in the image, several different yet interrelated pathologic processes occur. Given the complexity of this situation, I'm going to walk you through the three main processes from left to right. You know, this is really intriguing because it means that sotagliflozin would work in two different ways to help regulate blood glucose levels. In the kidneys, it would help prevent glucose reabsorption, which we know has a blood glucose lowering effect. But in the small intestine, it would inhibit the absorption of glucose from ingested food in the first place, with the hope of dampening and delaying the postprandial glucose surge. 245 patients were randomized to the quizartinib arm. In this treatment arm, patients were to receive quizartinib at a dose of 30 mg per day during the 15-day lead-in period. If patients had a corrected QT interval of less than or equal to 450 milliseconds on day 16, then they went on to receive quizartinib at a dose of 60 milligrams per day. Platelet plug formation is triggered by damage to the subendothelium of a blood vessel. During the adhesion phase, platelets attach to the damaged subendothelium. This interaction is partially mediated by GP2B3A, a glycoprotein on the platelet surface that binds to von Willebrand factor, which is present on the exposed endothelium. This lesson will provide you with an in-depth look at the ECG complex and its waves, segments, and intervals. Each component will be discussed, and we will introduce clinical concepts as they relate to the ECG complex components. You will also be able to view an animation that demonstrates how the ECG components represent the electrical activity of the heart, which you learned about in CV 102, the heart.